Jean-Pierre Tremblay, you're from Montreal, are you?
Yeah, well, not exactly. I'm from Quebec, but I lived a few years in Montreal and all around Quebec, yeah.
Well, where do you live now?
In the region called Saguenay.
Oh, in the Saguenay region. Okay. You're biking across Canada in the middle of the winter?
I am, yeah. I left on the 19th of November, and here I am in Timmins now.
And when do you plan to leave Timmins?
Tomorrow morning.
Okay. Why? Well, why are you doing this?
It's an interesting question. Still a bit trying to figure it out, quite honestly. But it's a challenge. It's definitely one of the first reasons is a personal challenge. I must admit, also being a like I really love the winter. It's not just my favorite season. It's also just I really, really enjoy Canadian winters. And luckily this year, I think I have a very nice winter with me. So yeah, one of the biggest things is one of the main reasons is I really want to spend a whole winter outside doing camping, you know. And then one another reason that's very principal in all this is I've always dreamed of seeing the. So I'm
Well,
going to the
I'm
Yukon,
sorry.
and precisely, I'm actually going to a small town called Tuktoyaktuk, which is on the side of the Arctic Ocean. There is only one road in Canada that passes the Arctic Circle, and that makes it to the Arctic Ocean, and it brings you to that little town, and that's where I'm going. I've always wanted to see the Yukon, and I've always wanted to see that territory, but for some reason, something's stopping me of just plain driving there. I wish to kind of honor all the people, all the explorers, the adventurers that went out there in the first place, you know. I admire these people, and I kind of want to do something that's similar, something, you know, that's hard. So that's what I'm doing. Yeah.
What do you do for a living that allows you to do this type of thing?
Well, I'm a carpenter, quite frankly. I'm a door and window specialist. I'm just a really big outdoor enthusiast. I've done lots of winter camping in the past, which gives me a solid experience to be able to do this. I'm also a cyclist. I love cycling. You know, I work with a bike all the time. I go around everywhere on a bike all year round. But yeah, no, I'm just a simple carpenter.
Okay, so when you left on November 19th, where did you leave from?
I left from Montreal.
And is Tuktoyaktuk your last stop?
It is, yeah.
And then what? You turn around and go back?
And then I'm probably going to be hitchhiking my way back. I might be biking back quite a bit in the Yukon, but quite frankly, there is no plan once I'm there. Yeah, just out of the blues going out there, and I'll see once I'm there. I might work out there a couple weeks, you know. It's very, I have no plan exactly.
Okay, so you obviously know what you're getting yourself into. Do you have a deadline when you want to be in Tuktoyaktuk?
The way I'm going there, I should be there in April. Should be there towards the end of April. And then I know that the Dempster Highway, the last highway I'm taking that brings up to Tuktoyaktuk, I know it's closed in the month of May and June. So I might get stuck if I'm not fast enough, you know, if I get some really bad weather and I have to stop for a couple of weeks because of the weather in somewhere in BC or in the prairies or whatever. I might have to wait until the highway reopens, and that might bring me up to June. And if it's the case, well, let it, you know, it's what it's going to be. This is really not a race. I'm taking my time. I'm enjoying Canada. I'm enjoying the scenery, you know, and it's what it's all about mostly.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
I've done lots of cyclotouring trips in the prairies and in British Columbia. I've done some, I haven't done any in the winter as exactly in the winter, but I have done very early spring and late fall cyclotouring trips.
All right. Before I forget, can I ask how old you are?
Yeah, I turned 40 this year.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Is there anything else you want to tell me about your trip?
Some people might find it crazy to camp out in the winter, but I got this little foldable titanium wood stove, which chopped down a couple dead trees, and I have a little fire going every night in the evening, so I can dry out my stuff, cook, and just be warm. So it's maybe not as intense as it sounds, to camp all the time outside there, but.
So do you just camp on the side of the road?
I use, I'm a lot of the times on Crown land there, and forestry roads that don't get plowed out, I like to use those.